10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. You know, about half of us are working from home now and may very well be doing so for the foreseeable future. Now, when you're at the office, there are watching eyes everywhere. You're expected to be locked in the whole time that you're at work. But at home, there are a lot of distractions. So wouldn't you know it, there's now software to allow your employer to monitor what you're doing at home. Joining us right now to talk about the legal implications of this, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I understand employers want to make sure that you're doing the work that they're paying you to do, but this really kind of encroaches on your privacy, doesn't it?
Well, it would appear. I mean, if you think about that, you're in your home office, wherever it might be, you have your webcam, they may require you to have it on. They may have had you install software on the computer that literally lets them monitor emails, keystrokes, use of your mouse, and literally sort of keep track of everything you do on a computer. Or obviously, if you're not using the computer and you step away from it, it goes into an idle mode. So, you know, the belief is that, you know, employers can keep better track of productivity in their workers. I think most people get that. I think the concern is, how far does that really go? And, you know, there are varying types of software that companies can buy to place on their company computers to monitor people's activities. And they've also done other things like the ability to instantly chat via some version, I'm going to guess, of Zoom, where if you and I are work for the same company and I've got a question for you, basically everyone's sort of up on the screen and I can tap Paul and say, Paul, what do you think about this idea or whatever, to sort of create more human contact, which is clearly a problem if you work alone at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess part of it comes down to whose computer are they tapping into? Are you using your own personal computer for work, or is your employer providing a computer? I guess if it's a company-owned computer, I don't mind them doing what they want with it. If it's my personal computer, I have a little bit of a problem with them creeping into it.
Well, of course, and I guess the question would be, if in fact they don't supply you with a computer, do you sign some sort of release and authorization to place the software on your computer? Because, you know, the problem for people obviously working remotely is they're concerned about their jobs. You know, what's the longevity? If I balk or fight the company on this particular approach, you know, will it affect my employment? So this is what's going through people's minds. So it's sort of a, I suppose, an edgy thing if you're the employee.
Indeed. Real quick, I want to talk about the other technology that's being developed for people in the workplace. So if you do get called back to work, you at this point still have to social distance from people. It's a new app that's being developed that would actually let people know if they're getting too close to other people.
Exactly. Apparently, you put the app on your phone, and then they have some device, so your phone is sort of out more, maybe connected to your upper arm, like you see people that are exercising, that type of device. And what it does is, if you and I, Paul, are 8 feet apart, and then I walk toward you, and once we hit 6 feet, it will either vibrate or audibly put out a noise. And that will increase as I get closer to you, which means if I walked right up to you, I suspect it would need be making a lot of noise. You know, again, the belief is if people can sort of, I guess, incorporate that into their movement around the office, it'll remind them, hey, you know, there's Bill, Susie, George down the, you know, down the hallway. If I get too close to them, this will go off. We're trying to keep everybody safe. So we'll see. I mean, again, it sounds artificial, but we've entered sort of a new era here.
Oh, we have indeed, and technology is standing by to guide us through it, no doubt about it. Brad, appreciate the insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, crime and terrorism analyst for ABC News, Brad Garrett. Interesting use of technology. I think a lot more people are going to be working from home for the foreseeable future, even after some of these orders are lifted. A lot of employers are finding out that their employees are productive from home. They're paying a lot of money for offices that maybe they don't need to be paying for, and it's a lot cheaper if people can work remotely. But the question does come into play, how productive are you at home? You know, are you knocking off for an hour to go take a nap? Are you, you know, shopping and looking up recipes online when you should be working? And who's watching out for that? How accountable are you? So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Again, like Brad said, we are entering into a new era, and there's a lot that we'll need to figure out as we go through it. One of the things that we're trying to figure out is how do you go back to work, even if the governor tells you you're not supposed to be going back to work yet? That's happened in Owosso, where a barber, defying Governor Whitmer's order, decided to reopen his business this week. He's been busier than ever. Carl Mankey in Owosso, Michigan, reopened for business on Monday. He has been ticketed. He has a court appearance, I believe, scheduled. Nonetheless, he's going into work and cutting hair every day. As more and more businesses get increasingly impatient and look to perhaps defy the governor and go back to work. We'll talk more about this in a little bit. We've put it up on our Facebook page, WPHM Radio on Facebook. What do you think about this Michigan barber going back to work even though he's not supposed to? We'll talk more about that in a little bit. It's 18 past 7 o'clock here on WPHM.